Actually take the time to listen. Just want you to know that it is greatly appreciated, and I am very humbled and thankful to our Father in heaven and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that he provides me the Holy Spirit to be able to come and share with you what he's put on my heart. I pray that this past week has been an awesome week for you, that God has been challenging you and allowed you to lead and grow and step into exactly what he has created you for today, tomorrow, every day that you wake up. I'm so thankful that he has put you in this world, because we as men do have a purpose. So as always, before we start, I would like to pray. Father, I pray for each man listening to this podcast, that you provide each one of them the power, courage, wisdom to lead in this moment you have created them for their families, churches, communities, to bring the truth of Jesus to those you place before them, Father. Watch over, protect, guide each of them, Father, in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Amen. All right, so this episode, probably should have done this at the first, is a continuation of the ownership that we discussed on the last one. But this was called Choice. So as we do a quick recap of last week's show, we talked about we own nothing. Ownership is not ours, right? Everything that we have in front of us belongs to God. We are the caretakers, stewards of everything that we see, smell, hear, touch, feel, right? All of those things in the material world are God's, because he has given them to us. And he wants us to use them, right? Everything that you've been through, everything that you've experienced, everything that you can think of that's happened to you is not for you. It's for someone else's benefit. It's for God's glory, so that they can see where you were, what you've been through, what you've experienced, and now that you have given your life to Jesus Christ, where you are now, how things have changed, how your perspective is different, so that you can provide the hope that God created you to provide for this world. Because we are the light of this world through the grace, glory, and love of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And we are meant to share our testimonies and stories with those he places in front of us. You know, he made you strong enough. He made you for this exact moment, for this exact time. He made you strong enough to handle the obstacles, the pain, the hurt, whatever you want to call it, in your life, so that through you, Jesus shows the world what he's all about. He created you for his purpose, and all those things, he created you strong enough to be where you're at right now today, to survive it, to make it through it. And every morning that you wake up, or every day that you wake up, he gives you his breath to go and continue to share that testimony with everyone that we meet, that, or just maybe that we don't meet, but are watching us and how we carry ourselves, and create in them a picture of, why is this dude different? Why is he not doing what other people do? He created you for this exact time and place and moment. But I will say this, there is one thing that we do own. As we all know, God has given us the free will to choose. We can either choose to accept the truth of Jesus Christ, or we can choose not to accept the truth of Jesus Christ. That's our choice. And God gives us that, to love Jesus, to know Jesus, to have that relationship. He gives us that choice. And it's not a choice that everybody accepts. They choose to turn away from Jesus and who he is. They listen to the world and the contradictions and the make-believe stories that, you know, hey, he was just a prophet. He was just, you know, very influential guy. Well, that's Satan trying to diminish our known truth as we have accepted Jesus Christ, as we have chosen to follow him and believe that his word is truth. That the world cannot destroy what God set in place. And his word has been set in place for over 2,000 years now. You know, we look at, if you want to look at all the things going on in Israel, they have been going on there for 4,000 years, right? Thereabouts. People have been trying to own Israel and take over Israel and do all of this stuff, but through God's sovereignty and his power, Israel's still Israel. Do they have to suffer? Do they have to go through things? Yes. But nobody's taken over that land. Israel is still Israel. And you are still an image bearer of God. And when you choose to accept Jesus Christ, there's a lot of things that change, as we know. It's not overnight. It's not a snap of a finger. We understand that it's a process. You know, we understand the sanctification process. We continue to grow each and every day. We die to ourselves. We die to the flesh. The problem is, in our choice to follow Jesus, we forget that we can't straddle the fence. We have to either be all in on Jesus or all in on the world. We can't have one foot in Jesus in heaven and one foot in hell. So that choice is ours. And that choice we make, we own. We own that choice because that is the greatness and the beautifulness of free will that God has given us, is that you can't make somebody love you. You can't make somebody choose you and it be real. God doesn't force us. God doesn't make us love him. That is a choice that we own. He has put the truths of his word and who he is in our hearts. And we can choose to embrace them or kick them to the curb. When we choose not to follow Jesus Christ, we end up with stress, anxiety, depression, suicide, murder. All the things we see in the world is a lack of Jesus. And the lack of choosing him to lead us and guide us. No man can do for us what Jesus Christ can. None. Not politics, not fathers, not mothers, not daughters, not sons, not brothers, not sisters. Whatever you want to throw out there, nothing compares to Jesus Christ. Nothing. And his great and everlasting love for you. When we choose to accept Jesus and we choose to take the narrow path to follow him, it's very hard. It's very difficult, as we all know. We all go through life. We all experience failures. But like I said on the previous show, is that when we choose Jesus, we give up all that negativity. We give up the old self, right? I mean, it tells us in Scripture, we are a new creation. We choose to be a new creation because at the point that we accept Jesus Christ, God provides us, I guess you'd say, expanded wisdom or insight to things that we were not sure of before or we were cloudy on. But as we grow closer to Jesus and we choose Jesus, he opens our eyes to so many things and the falsities and the wrongs of this world and just how evil this world is. You know, how evil men can be. And it's showing up right now. We see it right now in men choosing to follow the world instead of follow Jesus. In the last episode, we talked about Babylon and Daniel. Daniel and his three friends, I wish I could pronounce their names. I don't want to mess them up, but you know who they are. They stood out of 10,000. They were the only four to stand, accept the challenge that God had placed in front of them with confidence that their God would handle anything the Babylonians could throw at them. That is manhood, men. That is what it looks like, and that's what has been lacking in this world. The choice to choose Jesus Christ, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit in our lives above everything else, mine included. You know, we choose Jesus, and we want to continue to try to balance the world and his truth. There is no balance. There is no tolerance. There is no common ground between the world and what Jesus says we are supposed to look like. We cannot look like the world and love Jesus. It just can't happen. Like in 1 John, it says, you're on one side of the fence or the other. You know, and I agree with that 100%. And I believe that right now, these words that he has put on my heart, even though this one was kind of a struggle, but difficult to come up with because it really gets pretty deep. I mean, that is the only thing that we own is our choice to love Jesus or to deny Jesus. You know, to keep our eyes on Jesus or to take them off. He owns all the negative, the sinful nature that was created, or not created, that came through Adam. He was born of woman, not from man, but from woman, right? I mean, there's a lot of parallels you look in there, how Jesus was born, how he lived his life, how he died on the cross. You can choose to go down that rabbit hole if you want to. I just want to stay focused on Jesus because he is our choice. He is the only ownership that we have is in that decision to follow him and pick up our cross and die to ourselves daily. You know, Paul in Philippians 3:7, but whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. Everything in this world is trash. Well, no, I mean, let me not say that because that's not true. If God owns everything, then not everything is trash. But how men who choose not to follow Jesus Christ steward, rule, maintain and do their own thing is trash. the men who choose not to follow Jesus and who think that their own ego and their power and their money and all of these things are more important than Jesus Christ. That's not the facts. That's not the truth. The truth is the only reason you have all of those things is because God has allowed you to have them for a reason, to show you the corruptness that can be men who choose not to follow Jesus. I mean, it all comes down to, you know, our ownership of our choice to follow Christ. Like I said, money, prestige, power, all of these things of the world only lead to destruction. Stress, murder, anxiety, depression, suicide, all of these things are when we choose to accept Jesus, we get rid of. Because we're a new creation. He washes all of those things away. All of those failures, all of those missteps that we make on a daily basis, he took those on the cross, past, present, and future. So therefore, we are allowed by the Father through Jesus Christ to accept the Holy Spirit and to be filled with his righteousness each and every day. That's what it says, daily. It's not a one-time deal. Every day we have to make the choice that today I'm following Jesus again. You know, there, you know, and there's times in your life where even before you knew or made the choice to know Jesus Christ, that there was something more out there. You know, I've talked on it on previous episodes that emptiness that anybody feels, that you may be feeling right now listening to this show, that emptiness can only be filled by one thing, and that is the love, grace, and joy that making the choice to choose Jesus can feel. 100%, without a doubt, that is my belief deep in my soul. Do I fail every day at things? Yes, I do. That's the power of Jesus. He takes that failure, leaves you with what he wants you to learn from it, and then he guides you out of that dark space. And when you wake up the next morning, he's given you another opportunity. This is your daily bread that he gives you to wake up, to take his breath in your lungs, and allows every muscle and fiber in your body to allow you to get up and move forward. It's not by your own strength that you can do that. It's by his strength. And when you choose Jesus, that's what you get. His power, not your own power. Our power is limited. Our power is waning. Our power is, whatever word you want to use, it's dissipating very quickly. The only reason we are allowed to do the things that we do on a day-to-day basis is by the gracious gift of life that God has given us constantly by the air we breathe. His breath in our lungs. That's it. Man, I mean, that choice is monumental over anything else. That is the only thing you own, is the choice to love and follow Jesus Christ. Not by word, but by actions, but by waking up every day and doing everything that he gives you the power to do. And when you can't do that, that's when you trust in him. That's when he brings his power into you, his righteousness, his glory. When you think you can't go any further and you take that extra step, when you thought all you could do is fall down, that's not you. That is for someone else. That extra step you take. Do you learn from it? Do you benefit in it? Yes, because it makes you stronger and increases your faith. And as your faith increases, somebody else sees that. I was like, why does he keep going when all this stuff is happening, when all these things are going bad, and he keeps getting, as I would say, punched in the mouth, but he keeps going. He keeps taking that extra step. Well, that's because that is what God designs you for right now. And he will never let you down, and he will never let you fall. So, I hope that's makes my point, that our choice to choose Jesus Christ is the one thing that we do on, that we do own, and that it is the most important thing we own, the most important decision we will make in our entire lives above anything else. Because if we're choosing Jesus, we're not choosing this world, we're choosing heaven and eternity to be with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that decision is eternal. I mean, I don't know how, I mean, it's that simple, right? It's that easy. You know, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All things. There's no limitation there. When we make that choice to follow Jesus, we can do what we couldn't do before. Why? Because our faith, our hope, is that as long as we are doing things in alignment, praying for, asking for, working toward being who God created us to be each and every day, man, he is faithful to provide. Just remember, it's not on our timetable. It's on his timetable. And as we all know, when you're building something, you want a solid foundation. So it may take some time for you to learn to be in God's word, for him to show you through the past, present, and future everything that he says, everything in his book is truth. It's the only absolute that we have to hold on to in this world. And men who choose not to follow Jesus, or who wear the wolf's clothing and sheep's skin to try to demean the word of God, it's just Satan trying to trick us, to try to play his games. And when we take full hold of who Jesus Christ is and love him and trust in him above anything else, no matter what circumstance you may be going through in this world, men, trust in Jesus. Trust in his power. You know, yesterday was a tough day for me. There was a lot of things going on, a lot of inadequacies that I called out in myself that I noticed that I have failed at, and Satan was trying to he was whooping me, you know, and I just kept giving it to God. Every time I felt that anxiety, or I felt that shame, or I felt that inner voice that I said, I can't do this, I don't know what to do, or I'm incapable, I had to remember to give it to Jesus. I had to choose Jesus over the flesh, to rid those voices, to get rid of those things. And Jesus is always faithful to provide that voice through the Holy Spirit that says, you know what, it was kicking my butt, I'm going to be honest, you know. I mean, things of this world, when we get focused on not having enough money, or this is going to be lost because of this, and you're not doing enough, and, you know, you're not good enough, you're not, all of those voices are us choosing to listen to the outside world and not what Jesus Christ tells us to. So, I mean, I'm on my knees and I'm praying. I just need the wisdom. I need the strength. I need to keep going so I can be the man you created me right now to have faith and to be, to show that no matter how ugly or how bad it gets, that this world means nothing and that I need to be happy for the things that I have been given that I do not own, but I have to be a good steward even in the hard times. That's tough. And when you do that, and I was feeling all of that, and it was, I mean, all day I was in a funk, just this world kicking Satan, kicking my butt. But you know, God is faithful, and he brings people. My wife, her and I had a discussion face to face. We talked about it. As soon as I talked to her and shared my feelings with her, she told me what she thought. I'm like, I'm good. Why? Because I chose Jesus. And I chose to open up to the one person that he allowed me and blessed me with to be my helper. Right? The one who I can trust other than Jesus, the one I can trust undoubtedly, 100%. That her answer and her response, because of his, she chose Jesus. I can rely on it. I can trust it. And it just filled me with hope. I mean, it's all a cycle. God owns everything, but we have to choose to focus on him and not the things of this world. And I was really focusing. Satan had whooped me around and took my focus off of Jesus Christ and put it on the world. Thankful, like I said, that my beautiful and loving wife was there. Something that God allowed me to be a steward over to bring me out of the funk that I was in. There was no definite answer, no whatnot, but I told her what I was thinking and she confirmed it. And as he's been doing a lot lately, the confirmation of his promises to watch over me, protect me, guide me, and give in abundance everything that I want, not money, not power, but just his will and his provision and his grace, led me out of my funk. You know, I mean, it's simple things like that in the moments that when we choose Jesus, he takes off of us. He takes the yoke. He takes the burden. So we can be filled with the joy and righteousness of him, not ourselves, because we'll never make it. So, you know, I hope that was informative. Enlightening is, I feel God really put it on my heart that choose Jesus. That's your only thing you own, is your choice to choose Jesus. You know, and it's the most important choice that you have, that you've made, or that you will make. It is the foundation, the solid foundation. He is the rock. All of Scripture talks about giving everything to him, to making that choice to be his and trust in him, a new creation that we are. The old Adam is dead and gone when we choose to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. I mean, you want to get rid of stress, you want to get rid of anxiety, you want to get rid of depression, you want to get rid of all that stuff, choose Jesus. Like I said, it's not going to happen overnight. Some things will, because that's the power of God. That's the power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the triune God, is that when you accept him, your perspective starts to change immediately. You start seeing things. He shares things with you that help open your eyes, and that starts a process of him implementing his righteousness and his joy and his grace and his love in you. So choose Jesus today, man. To choose Jesus to lead you. Choose Jesus to be your strength. Choose Jesus above everything else. Choose to focus on Jesus and not the world. Well, man, if you enjoy this little podcast thingy that God has allowed me and grace so humbly afforded me the opportunity to do, you know, like or subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast platform. Share it with your friends. If there's a message you think someone needs to hear, don't be afraid to share it. You know, like I said before, I'm not real good at self-promotion. I believe that God will do the work, but I believe that I have to plow the field too to get ready for the harvest that He brings or is willing to give to me. I had to prepare my field for the harvest of the rain that will produce the crop or grow the seeds that produces the crops that He wants to see for His kingdom. So, with that being said, please just like on any of the podcast platforms that you listen to. Also, please feel free to send me an email at the call of men show. That's all together. The call of men show at gmail.com. If you need prayer, if you have topics, if you have ideas, if you have likes, dislikes, whatever it may be, feel free to please reach out. I would love to hear from you. Love to get those emails and either pray for you or discuss things with you. Like I said, by no means I am not an expert, but I am a servant of Jesus Christ. And if I don't have the answers from past experiences He shared with me, then we'll be praying and get them through Him for you. Like I said, we're also on social media platforms. We're on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. I don't know how that works, but trying to grow it there too. So if it's the Call of Men show or Todd Archer, if you look me up on YouTube, I have those two channels. I'm not sure exactly how or where it posts, but either one of those, you can find an episode of the show. They're always on there as well. Man, I just thank you for taking these 30 minutes or so out of your day to listen to what God had to say to me, that He has provided me the opportunity to share with you. I'm so humble and so grateful for this opportunity, and looking forward to next episode. Not sure what it's going to be. It'll probably be somewhere along these lines, that just the grace and love and greatness of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Man, keep that at the forefront of your mind, that He is everything we need. We need nothing else but Him. And as always, as you do what you do today, remember, answer the call of men.